Okay, moving on to the summer, we've got a couple of exciting series coming up. One is the Champions Trophy, which is the last Champions Trophy. Any ideas or comments about the Champions Trophy as a tournament and its history, and then who's going to win it?
Yeah, obviously the Champions Trophy is the ICC one-day tournament. I think the IPL has maybe pushed it out of the limelight a little bit. But yeah, anybody can win that competition. There's lots of good teams, one-day teams out there, and whoever plays best on that given week or 2 weeks will end up winning the trophy. It's been a mixed bag of the ICC trophy, hasn't it? Some teams haven't sent their strongest team out, and some teams have gone out to win it. So I think it's coming to end isn't such a bad thing, and it opens up some more corridors for rest and recuperation.
Yeah, I think the players have obviously a huge fixture that's during a full year, and you know another tournament won't necessarily be missed, and particularly as you brought up the IPL, with the IPL in view. Did you see at Leicester a lot of the younger players with their eyes on an IPL contract, or are they happy to be playing at Leicester?
You'd be silly not to have an eye on an IPL contract, wouldn't you? What is it, 4 weeks' work? And the amount of money that's floating about there. But again, it's razzmatazz, it's exciting, it's always full, the crowds are there, and you get the best players in the world playing for it, so why wouldn't you want to play? And if there's a window for the English guys to go over and play IPL, I'm sure you'll see most of them go and play there. So I think the ECB are rightly looking into the IPL and the good or bad, whichever which way you want to look at it. But the lucrative amount of money that's available, the players will be interested in and will want to cash in at some point.
And we had yesterday a remarkable innings by Chris Gayle, which yes. Probably brought back a few memories for yourself.
Yeah, remarkable. 100 off 29 balls. Was it 66 balls for his 175? He's a machine, isn't he? He's a freak. Over 160s. Was it 17 sixes a hit? I just hit me for 6 fours in one over at the Oval. So, yeah, it's nice to see other bowlers suffering.